Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from above. Celebrate Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to set me free. gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loved me. He gave his blood 'cause he
God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Jacob rescued with the Lord all through the night. And he said, God was here, but he did not know. Ah, this is my testimony of how I encounter God and what God has done for me.
Waking me from this sleep, I felt on the pouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder all very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, quite a fireplace bestly all around. They shook me by my hand, lead me to the fire, to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
I am your Savior and Jesus.
My ears have heard Your name,
your name.
in death comes back to life, and I move from glory to glory. Just breathe your name.
Hallelujah, glory to the King of Kings, glory to the Lord of Lords, glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer-Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And happy Independence Day, July 4th, for those of you that in the United States. Those of us in the United States, happy Independence Day. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We honor you. We bless your holy and your glorious name. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we had thousands, if I had thousands and thousands and billions and trillions and quadrillions of thorns, it is not enough to say thank you or give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, better than good. Hallelujah. So we just want to praise him and say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, Lord. Mercy upon us. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God. Lord, forgive us. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Father, be merciful unto us. You said in your word, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we pray for mercy for ourselves, mercy for everyone that is here this morning, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses. Have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, our husbands, and our wives in the blood of Jesus. We soak each and every one under the sound of our voice, on the prayer line, on the radio, in the blood of Jesus, their environment, in the blood of Jesus. We lift the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. We, oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns us in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. Our food, the water, the God, in the blood of Jesus. Transportation in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Those that are traveling right now in the blood of Jesus. Those that will be traveling in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, let the blood redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus justify us, sanctify us, cleanse us, wash us in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. be a wall of fire for the hedge of protection around us. For God, a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children and our grandchildren and the glory within them, oh God. Be a wall of fire around our spouses and the glory within them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, help us, oh God. Lead us, show us how to walk by your spirit and not by the flesh. Father God, help us to be strong and bold and courageous to do what you've called us to do. For God, help us to walk by your Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us counsel, give us knowledge, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your light so shine in us that others and glorify your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us be examples, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the life we live, let it bring glory, oh God, to your name. The things we say, let it bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I root everything in our lives that is not of you, oh God. Take things that will hinder us from being with you, O God. Lord Jesus, we want to be like you. We want to grow in your image and in your likeness, O God. Your integrity, your character, O God. In the name of Jesus, it is all about you, Jesus. It is not about us. Father God, let your name be glorified in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, any door that is open in our lives that we may have opened knowingly or unknowingly, that allow the enemy to come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for mercy. In the name of Jesus, and we shut those doors that we may have opened knowingly or unknowingly. We ask for mercy, and we close those doors and seal it with the blood of Jesus. We use the keys of David, the key of David, and shut every evil portal, every evil door that may have been open, or any opening the enemy has in our lives, we shut those openings right now. Not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, and we open the doors, we use the key of David, and open the doors of divine opportunities. Open the doors of favor. Open the doors of breakthrough. Open the doors of divine acceleration. Open the doors of protection. We invoke the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives. Open the doors of courage. Open the doors of wisdom. Open the doors of divine promotion and acceleration. Open the doors of divine blessing. Open the doors of financial overflow. Oh, open the doors of breakthroughs. Open the doors of healing in the name of Jesus. We declare the month of July, the month of open doors, in the name of Jesus, and divine opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus. Open doors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, where freedom rings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, equip us to move to the next level, oh God. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Every plan the enemy has against our lives and against our destiny, against our children, against our spouses, husband and wife, every plan we cancel, evil plan, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we destroy every work of the enemy against our lives and destinies in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you for your greater grace. Greater grace, oh God. Look, that the disciples, the apostles, never lacked anything when your greater grace was upon them. And so, Father God, I pray for this, during this month, that greater grace rest upon each and every one of us, oh God. Jehovah, Jireh, you provide, let greater grace rest upon each and every one in the name of Jesus. Father God, provide for us according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and it shall be found. You said, knock and the door shall be opened. In the name of Jesus, we come in the spirit of humility. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, seeking you, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33, in all things shall be added unto you. Lord, we want a closest, intimate relationship with you in the name of Jesus. We want to be close to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we take off these shoes like you told Moses. Take off the shoes, the place where you stand is holy. And so, Father, we take off these shoes, oh God. The shoes of the world, the shoes of sin, the shoes of bad habits. Oh God, we take off these shoes, oh God. And Lord, we come into the holy ground just as we are. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just as we are with upward pleas, we don't come with making excuses for our actions when we do things wrong, but we come humbly to the throne of grace. Lord, humbly, not making excuses, not justifying, but we come in humility. Lord, and lay us naked in front of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and you will clothe us, you will wash us, you will purify us and clothe us in your robe of righteousness. Oh God, sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, work in our favor according to the word of God, what God has purposed for our lives. In the name of Jesus, let the earth work in our favor according to what God has purposed let the earth hear the voice of Almighty God. The work in our favor according to the voice of Almighty God, not our voice, but the voice of Almighty God, and work in favor. Work in the kingdom of God favor concerning our lives and destiny. And we cancel every evil word, every evil thing done. We cancel through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, this morning, we ask you to strengthen every cell in our bodies. Strengthen every tissue in our bodies. Strengthen every cell, repair cells in our bodies, tissues, organs, system, oh God, heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, heal the land, heal the children, heal, oh God, we pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cannot say we love you and hate our neighbors. So let us walk in the love of God. Father, release your peace upon each and every one that surpasses all understanding. Embrace each and every one of us in your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the low children. You said, suffer the low children to come unto you. Lord, there's so much confusion going on right now, even in this United States. And we ask you for your divine intervention with so much confusion, with these kids losing their identity, oh God. The way you created them to be male and female, a lot of them are losing their identity with so much confusion and chaos going on. But, Lord, only you can make it right. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, we pray for these children that do not even understand what is happening. But, Lord, we pray that these children, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will move in the midst of these kids, oh God, and they will have an understanding of what you truly created us to be, male and female, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are not an author of confusion. You are God of love and peace, and everything you do is perfect. And so, Lord, those that are influencing these children, oh God, intervene, oh God. Those that are destroying the young kids' lives, intervene, oh God, arise, oh God, in your love. Arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, set these children free. They always use children. Set them free from the clutches of the enemy. When there's war, they use children. Lord, help these babies, these children. Lord, help them. Oh, God, they are the next generation. Father God, we claim the salvation of these children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, come against child trafficking. Taking children, selling them, stealing them, and selling them. Lord, intervene. Parents crying for their children all over. Do not know where their children are because of child trafficking, child labor, taking children's organs and putting it in rich children. Oh, God, intervene. The world is turning. so evil and wicked. Oh, God, intervene. These mothers are crying for their children. Fathers are crying and looking for their children. Oh, God, the children are crying, oh, God. Lord, all over the world, child trafficking, oh, God, turning the young little girls, 13, 14, into prostitutes. Oh, God, intervene, oh, God. Intervene, oh, God. Lord, intervene, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, save these children. Oh, God, save these children. And Father God, where the families have failed, parenting have failed, Lord, help every parent, grandparent to be the best parent that they can be. Oh, God, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Us to be loving, caring, and compassionate to one another. Cover each womb with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. Cover our children and grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, as we celebrate Independence Day in the United States, I want you to pray to this day for the children all over the world, not only in the United States. Children are being stolen from their homes, from their villages, from their towns, from their cities, all over. Girls are being used as sex slaves. These little girls are about 12, 13, 14, taken from, stolen. Some of these children are being used to take their organs, and they use the organs to do transplants. There's so much going on. Some of these kids are being used for war, to fight war, giving drugs and giving guns. My brothers and sisters, do not turn your back on the next generation. We need to pray and fast for the next generation. And do not let us say, it's not my child, it's not my grandchild, it's not this. You do not know when anything will happen. So let us be compassionate. Because some of the ways they're stealing these kids, if you read about it, it's strange. And now, first, people say witchcraft is more, they're stealing the kids in the daylight. Some of them are being stolen right out of their beds. So please, it's the next generation. We need to pray. What do pray for the next generation. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. And from thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of the Lord our God and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Happy Independence Day. Have a safe and a blessed day. Let's keep praying for the children.